I often find it interesting to see how the partios connect one to the other, and I think that there's a lot of that going on specifically in Sefer Bamidbar. We see that the end of Bahaloscha is Parshas Miriam and her Lashon Hara, and what's immediately after, we have Parshas Shlach, which is Chet HaMeraglim, which at its heart is the Aveira of Lashon Hara. We have from the end of Shlach, which is the Parsha of Tzitzis, straight into Korach, and midrashically there is definitely a connection there. Vayikach Korach, what does Korach take? Perhaps what he's taking is the tzitzis and shoving it in Moshe's face, as if to say what you just taught us doesn't make any sense. So if you accept that there is a strong connection often between the first parsha and the next one, or the end of one and the upcoming parsha, then I think that we have to ask ourselves, what is the connection between Korach and Chukas? And I'd like to suggest the following. Parshas Korach, we discussed last week, one of the main topics is how do we deal with the fact that some things don't make sense. And Korach was very bothered by that. In fact, so much of Korach's argument was, Moshe, that which you are telling us just doesn't make sense, and we can't accept it because it doesn't make sense. And so the message that Korach was told back was, yes, it doesn't make sense, and that's okay. And the reason why it's okay is because that's how it goes. Why is Chukas right afterwards? Because the very first mitzvah of Parshas Chukas is the idea of Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma on so many levels doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because it's not logical. What are we told? We're told that if a person becomes tamei, they become impure, what has to happen? They have to purify themselves. They purify themselves by being sprinkled with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, the red cow. Okay, so in terms of like why we do that, it doesn't make much sense. But it's not only there that it intuitively doesn't make sense. It goes much further than that. We're told that if you are tameh and you come in contact with the Parah Aduma ashes, then you become tahor. But if you're tahor and you come in contact with it, you become tameh. Why is that? It doesn't make any sense. We could try to understand Parah Aduma, and there's some chukim that we do sit there and try to understand. Chok is obviously it's a mitzvah that doesn't have a rational reasoning behind it. So let's talk about one for a second. Sha'nes, kilayim, the mixture of certain species. We're told that you're not allowed to do them together, and it's an aveira. What's the reason behind it? So the Medrash tells us that perhaps it's because Cain and Hevel, the very first murder in the history of mankind, was what? It was just that. It was the mixture of those two things. And so as a reminder, we separate them. And that's fine and all good, but that really doesn't explain it. It just tries to give us a tam for it. And there are other mitzvot, other chukim that fall in the same category where we are given by either the Gemara or by Midrashim or perhaps by some of the Svarim that give Tamei HaMitzvos. We're told these are the reasons why they are, but they're not really, but at least we can understand it a little bit better. Parah Aduma is one of those that it's almost impossible. Try figuring it out. It doesn't make any sense. Why is that? So I believe the reason for Chukim in general is because we're told that we have to suspend our logic. That's what makes Judaism unique, is that we have certain mitzvot that don't make sense and yet we do them. Why? Because that's service of God. If all the mitzvot were logical, I would do them anyway. I probably wouldn't steal because stealing is bad. Would that change if there was no Torah? Probably not. Kidnapping, adultery. Those are foundational mitzvos, averos, that I would not play around with no matter what. So why is it? Why is it that we have Parah Aduma It's because we have mitzvos that are chukim that are supposed to teach us that it doesn't have to make sense, and yet we do it. On the heels of Korach, Korach ve'adato, Korach and his whole chevra arguing, Moshe, what you're doing is wrong. On the heels of that, you know what we do? We say, I'm sorry, but you have to have a mitzvah that makes no sense at all. Korach, take that. Everybody else, take that, hear that, listen to that. Yeah, we get it. We get that you're going to sit there and say that you don't agree with what we're doing. But that's fine, because that is at the very heart the ideas behind the Torah. The idea that we don't do things just because they make sense, but we do them because God told us to. Have a good day.